Welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Monday, April 29. In today's episode, BJP JDS in firefighting mode over Devegowda's grandson's sex scandal. Delhi High Court dismisses petition seeking to disqualify Prime Minister Modi from contesting elections for 6 years. Telangana Chief Minister summoned in Amit Shah morphed video case. Arvind Kejriwal moves Supreme Court against Enforcement Directorate. And could Israel work out a peace deal with Hamas? First up, following sexual assault allegations against Janata Dal secular leader and MP Prajwal Revanna, his own party's lawmaker Sharan Guda Kandikur has demanded his suspension, while Congress is accusing Bharatiya Janata Party of enabling his reported escape from authorities. Revanna stands accused of sexual assault of around 100 women, some allegedly recorded on video. Revanna is the BJP-led National Democratic Alliance or NDA candidate in Hassan Lok Sabha constituency, which voted on April 26th. He is also former Prime Minister H.D. Devegowda's grandson. In a letter to party patriarch Mr. Devegowda, Mr. Kandikur wrote the JDS has been left, quote, embarrassed by the circulating videos and it damages the reputation of both you and your party, unquote. Revanna left for Germany Saturday morning shortly after the videos emerged online. On Sunday, the Congress government led by Chief Minister Siddaramaiah said a special team has been set up to investigate the case. In a press conference today, Congress leader Supriya Srinath blamed Prime Minister Modi and BJP for helping his escape reportedly to Germany and furnished pictures from earlier this month where Prime Minister Modi campaigned for Revanna and shared a stage with him. She alleged BJP leader Devaraj Gowda wrote a letter to the party president in December 2023, revealing the cache of sexual videos and told the high command not to field Revanna. She alleged other local leaders also warned the party to not support Revanna on multiple occasions. Quote, why is it that the BJP always ends up on the side of these people? Women leaders are silent, the Prime Minister is silent, the National Commission for Women is silent, unquote. She added that the victims range from young girls to 63-year-old women, household maids to senior party functionaries, and questioned BJP's decision to field Revanna. The scandal broke out last week after a woman filed a police case against Revanna accusing him of sexual assault. The case was filed at police station in his constituency. The same week, several pen drives emerged in public spaces with these videos. The woman alleges she has been sexually abused multiple times between 2019 and 2022. Distancing themselves from the scandal, BJP's state unit's chief spokesperson S. Prakash said, and I quote, "We as a party have nothing to do with the videos. And neither do we have any comments to make," unquote. Revanna himself has claimed the videos, reportedly over 1,000, are doctored and an attempt to malign his image. A police complaint has been filed in this regard. Next, updates from the ongoing Lok Sabha elections. The Delhi High Court today dismissed a plea seeking to disqualify Prime Minister Narendra Modi from contesting elections for 6 years for allegedly violating the Model Code of Conduct. The plea alleges PM Modi sought votes in the name of God and place of worship during his recent speech at Pilibhit, Uttar Pradesh. The High Court said that the plea was devoid of merits. As the Election Commission is yet to say anything on the matter, the court noted, and I quote, "Petitioner presupposed that there has been a violation of MCC. This is completely unjustified. The plea, being devoid of merits, is dismissed," unquote. Meanwhile, Telangana Chief Minister Revanth Reddy has been summoned by the Delhi police on Wednesday in connection with the doctored video of Home Minister Amit Shah on reservations. 4 other people, all from Telangana, have also been served a notice to join the inquiry into the case. The video was allegedly shared by the Telangana Congress X handle with a caption, quote, "showing BJP's agenda to abolish SC-ST reservation quotas," unquote, after which many party leaders reposted it. BJP alleges a statement at a political rally has been morphed to make it look like Mr. Shah is speaking against minorities and particularly reservations for the SC-ST categories. And with 14 days to go for the fourth phase of the Lok Sabha polls when Indore is slated to vote, Congress's Indore Lok Sabha candidate Akshay Bam defected to the BJP today. He went to the collector's office with BJP MLA Ramesh Mendola to retract his candidacy. The shock reveal arrived first on the ex-handle of Madhya Pradesh BJP leader Kailash Vijayvargiya, who flaunted the candidate in a photo taken in a car. The photo is captioned, quote, "Congress Lok Sabha candidate from Indore, Akshay Kantibam, is welcome in the Bharatiya Janata Party under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Party National President JP Nadda, Chief Minister Mohan Yadav and State President V.D. Sharma, unquote. Word on the streets of Indore suggests several party workers had flagged the quote-unquote unreliability of Mr. Baum, a plea allegedly unheard by the party high command, with one Indore Congress member claiming, quote, "Now the Congress will have to pay the price for ignoring party workers," unquote. The idea is to let 100 guilty people go free but not let one innocent person be punished. Jailed Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal's lawyer argued before the Supreme Court today. The Supreme Court heard Mr. Kejriwal's plea against the Enforcement Directorate challenging his arrest today. The court has been adjourned for the day and will be taken up again tomorrow. Mr. Kejriwal, arrested in a money laundering case in the alleged Delhi excise policy scam, claims his arrest is illegal. A bench of Justices Sanjeev Khanna and Dipankar Datta are presiding over the matter. Mr. Kejriwal last week told the top court that his arrest by the Enforcement Directorate is a classic case of assault mounted on the opposition against the tenets of democracy, federalism and fair elections. In today's hearing, the court questioned his counsel, senior advocate Abhishek Manu Singhvi, why they did not try for bail at the trial court. Mr. Singhvi replied, "We haven't because the arrest itself is invalid, so we are challenging that instead of seeking bail." Mr. Singhvi, speaking for Mr. Kejriwal, said, quote, "The ED furnished 10 documents till December 2023. I am not mentioned in any of them. I am arrested based on statements 7 to 8 months old," unquote. He added, "What's needed in any case is material imposition, reason to believe, guilty of offence." Quote, "Power to arrest does not mean need to arrest. Guilt has to be made out, not mere suspicion. This is also the threshold in Section 45 of PMLA, unquote. The court then said, in normal cases, the person arrested, named in the FIR, is presented before the court and the court can decide on merit for bail. Quote, "Are you named in any of the statements or FIRs?" unquote, the court asked. Quote, "No, I am not named in any FIR," unquote, Mr. Singhvi said, adding that since the whole matter, no new incriminating material has been discovered by the Enforcement Directorate to warrant such an arrest. The case has already been heard and dismissed by Delhi High Court on April 9th. Where the court could not find any irregularities in the arrest. Breaking from breaking news, authorities in Namibia are fuming at some tourists who posed naked on famous sand dunes. According to a BBC report, the three male tourists posing naked on Big Daddy Dune, one of the country's top attractions, shocked locals who demanded action against them. The photos and videos went viral, and they might now be blacklisted from Namibian parks. Public indecency is a punishable offence in the country, and local media reported authorities are shocked by this action in a place where families with children often visit. Rising in height to around 325 metres, the Big Daddy Dune is one of the highest such natural structures in the world. Now, back to news. Despite warnings from key allies, Israel is continuing with its Rafah offensive. The border area of Gaza Strip around Egypt is home to close to a million refugees displaced by the Israeli action in Gaza. The latest Israeli airstrikes on three houses in Rafah killed 13 people and wounded many others, medics said today, while Hamas media outlets put the death count at 15. According to the Palestinian Health Ministry, Israeli military operations have killed more than 34,000 Palestinians, 66 of them in the past 24 hours. Israel claims their objective is to wipe out Hamas, but the Palestine side claims a majority of the victims are civilians. On Sunday, Hamas officials said a delegation, led by Khalil al-Hayya, the group's deputy Gaza chief, would discuss a ceasefire proposal handed by Hamas to mediators from Qatar and Egypt, as well as Israel's response. Mediators backed by the United States have stepped up their efforts to conclude a deal as Israel threatened to invade Rafah. Two Hamas officials who spoke to news agency Reuters did not disclose the details of the latest proposals, but a source briefed on the talks told Reuters Hamas is expected to respond to Israel's latest truce proposal delivered on Saturday. The source said this included an agreement to accept the release of fewer than 40 hostages in exchange for releasing Palestinians held in Israeli jails, and to a second phase of a truce that includes a, quote, period of sustained calm, unquote. Israel's compromise response to a Hamas demand for permanent ceasefire. And lastly, Indian Navy's rescue missions in the Red Sea continue to make headlines, with the latest success of INS Kochi rescuing a commercial vessel. Andromeda Star, a Venezuela-flagged commercial oil tanker, sustained minor damage in a missile strike by the Iran-backed Houthi rebels in the Red Sea. Responding to the maritime security incident, INS Kochi rushed to the aid of the 30-member crew on the attacked vessel, including 22 Indian nationals, an officer said on Sunday. The Navy's Explosive Ordnance Disposal, or EOD, specialist boarded the vessel from a helicopter after an aerial recce. In a statement, the Indian Navy said, "The swift action in the Western Arabian Sea reiterates the Navy's commitment and resolve to safeguard the seafarers transitioning through the region." The Navy has more than 10 warships deployed in the region and successfully responded to distress calls made by merchant ships hit by missiles and drones, or even hijack attempts by pirates. That's all for today. You were listening to the news with NDTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to the News with NDTV on Apple, Spotify and the NDTV News app. This is your host Anviti, signing off.